Edward Emerson Simmons, 1852-1931. Criticism, 1885, Oil on Canvas, from the bequest of Ebenezer Rockwood Hoare, 1895. Artist Edward Emerson Simmons inherited a distinguished Concord lineage from his mother, a daughter of Samuel Ripley and the learned Sarah Alden Bradford Ripley, and a granddaughter of longtime first parish minister Ezra Ripley. In 1848, Edward's father built a house on Monument Street next to the old manse, the Ripley family home. His children were as comfortable with their grandmother in the manse as they were in their own house. Despite his family's limited financial resources, Edward had a happy childhood, details of which he recorded in his autobiography, From 7 to 70. Edward Simmons graduated from Harvard in 1874, headed west, and returned to New England in 1877. On the advice of sculptor and art teacher William Rimmer, he studied painting at the Boston Museum of Fine Arts. In 1878, he sailed for France to study at the Académie Julian. From 1881 to 1886, he lived and painted in Concarneau, a fishing village and artist colony in Brittany. Criticism, a product of his Concarneau period, depicts an old fisherman mending his nets, taking time from his task to comment on a painting brought to him by a young boy. In 1886, Simmons moved to Cornwall, England. He returned to America in 1891 to design a stained glass window for Harvard's Memorial Hall. He then accepted an invitation to paint a ceiling mural for the Arts and Manufactures Building of the 1893 World's Columbian Exposition in Chicago. He so enjoyed this project that he subsequently shifted his focus to decorative work, continuing easel work even as he rode the wave of his success as a muralist. He belonged to a group of American Impressionists, including Frank W. Benson, Childe Hassam, and Willard Metcalf, who styled themselves the Ten.